in the limelight.
Nasser Kandil, a well-known Lebanese journalist, warns about an underway campaign that seeks to alter the country's political configuration in a way that would mount excessive pressure on the resistance. We now present you an article authored by Robert Inlakesh, a journalist, writer and political analyst who has lived in and reported from occupied Palestinian West Bank. The piece is titled Western Media Conspiracy Theories About Hezbollah Distract from Lebanon's Real Issues. Lebanon is clearly facing a crisis so severe that the country verges on complete collapse, but regardless of what the facts indicate, the Western Persian Gulf media continues to make the issue about Hezbollah. Following the nationwide protests over corruption and economic despair in October of 2019, Lebanon was plunged into an even greater crisis after former Prime Minister Saad Eddine Hariri resigned. Despite several attempts to form a technocratic government, they have all, up to this point, failed and or formed only to quickly resign. Prime Minister-designate Saad Eddine Hariri reportedly met again with the country's President Michel Aoun on Monday, 5th of April, in order to discuss the issue of government formation. Although there have been almost 20 meetings between the two men, yet they have not announced any breakthroughs. According to the International Monetary Fund, the Lebanese economy has shrunk 25% in the last year. The World Bank also reports that 50% of the country's population are below the poverty line, whilst the local currency has lost 90% of its value. Instead of the Western media focusing on the real underlying causes behind Lebanon's steep economic decline, they managed to turn everything into imaginative but infantile conspiracy theories instead, focusing on an alleged conspiracy in which the Lebanese Islamic Resistance Movement Hezbollah is secretly behind all of Lebanon's woes. The Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs is one such place that such conspiracy theories are found. According to a baseless claim by the Tel Aviv-based group, a scenario that could emerge as a result of Lebanon's economic collapse is the following. Iran will bring warships into the port of Beirut and take it over, take advantage of Hezbollah's control of Beirut International Airport and use it as a military airfield for its own purposes. At the same time, it will establish a military airfield in Baalbek. The fact that such a thing could even be published should come as something of a joke, but unfortunately some actually think that this scenario is likely to occur. On the contrary, the Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement, Seyed Hassan Nasrallah, has instructed the group to help those from all sects where possible and has called openly for formation of a technocratic political government. The hardships currently facing the Lebanese people are also not caused by Hezbollah in any way, for if there was any proof available to present to the public, that would be the main focus of the opinion pieces published by the likes of the New York Times and the Washington Post. Instead, what we see are pieces produced to condemn the group for pretty much everything else, ignoring the good done by the organization, such as aiding the Lebanese people throughout the ongoing pandemic, and aiding needy people in general, as well as aiding those affected by Israeli military assault. The way that Lebanon operates is not like most other countries. Lebanon's constitution, that was adopted back in 1926 and set into law a system of confessionalism, which is to mean a de jure mix of religion and politics. The constitution itself, written by the French High Commissioner at the time, decided that the there would be rules which dictate that the government would be run by different groups. This translated into the president always remaining a Maronite Christian, the prime minister of Lebanon a Sunni Muslim, and the speaker of parliament a Shia Muslim, and so on and so forth. Many Lebanese call into question the way in which the constitution, written under French rule, has fed into some divides, and we see today in the country. That is to say that Lebanon is governed by some officials who primarily take care of their own, and the government is not the sole provider for the people. Just a few years ago, Lebanon was a relatively stable country, and now it has started to shape up to its neighbor Syria economically. Lebanon's agricultural industry has been destroyed. Its biggest import partner, Syria, is under the chokehold of sanctions, which by extension target Lebanon too. The people of Lebanon have chosen to move their money out of the country, whilst non-governmental organizations are ever present and causing their own problems. Also, Lebanon has taken in as many as 1.5 million Syrian refugees, which has had its own impact on the country's economy. Then we have the foreign investors and tourists from the Persian Gulf Arab countries, and the fact that they largely control large portions of the economy. On top of this was the horrific Beirut explosion last year, which destroyed the country's primary port and highlighted the level of foreign interference and economic problems. But for all these problems and more, the Lebanese Islamic Resistance Movement Hezbollah is not to blame. The real reason we see so much attention placed upon Hezbollah is because they threaten the United States' top ally in the region, the Israeli regime. It is not because they are part of an alleged conspiracy to militarily take over Lebanon, or because they are the sole cause of the nation's financial crisis. It is because they were the ones to expel the Israeli occupation forces from southern Lebanon. It is for this reason that we see such disproportionate attention placed upon them in the media. Because if a civil war is manufactured in order to weaken them, this works in favor of the Israeli regime and the United States of America. Meanwhile, the well-known Lebanese journalist Nasser Gandil has warned about a campaign already underway that seeks to alter the country's political landscape in a way that would mount excessive pressure on the resistance axis. Nasser Gandil, a well-known journalist and editor of the Lebanese newspaper Al-Binar, said recently, "An external political campaign has been formed since the beginning of the country's crisis, with the aim of using the critical situation to create a new political reality in order to lay siege on the Lebanese Islamic Resistance Movement." He said the campaign had been formed with the support of media outlets and civil organizations, as well as elements both inside and outside of the country. Commenting on foreign sources' contribution to the campaign, Nasser Gandil identified the United States and France as the countries that have potentially fomented the crisis. "The United States incessantly tries to interfere in Lebanon's domestic affairs in favor of the Israeli regime. It has imposed economic sanctions on Lebanon to weaken the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah, which has defended the country against two Israeli wars and repeated Israeli aggression and violations. Meanwhile, France, Lebanon's former colonial ruler, is accused of trying to impose its political will on the country by pressing it to implement certain reforms." The well-known Lebanese journalist Nasser Gandil says, "Washington and Paris only claim to seek Lebanon's betterment, whilst they take no action that could mirror their expression of such interest." He cited a recent overflight of Lebanon's coastline by an American drone, saying, "The unmanned aerial vehicle had patrolled the area in line with Washington's military ambitions for the country, not to pursue an alleged Russian submarine, as Washington has claimed." Mandil remarked, at the same time as it tries to find a military foothold in Lebanon, the United States also tries to weaken the Lebanese currency against the US dollar, so the Lebanese army grows more dependent on financial assistance from the Americans. However, Russia has tried to play a positive role towards resolution of the Lebanese crisis by recently hosting a Hezbollah delegation in Moscow and advising various parties in Lebanon to meet halfway towards formation of an official cabinet. Lebanon is experiencing its worst economic crisis in decades, compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic. Prices are skyrocketing and more than half of the population is now living below the poverty line. Nasser Gandil refused to consider the crisis and the protests that it has brought about to be simply self-sprung, saying the national currency's devaluation could not be tied to economic factors alone. He noted, "There are political efforts underway to pressure the market, thus provoking the people and paving the way for anarchy and insecurity." Delivering a recent speech, the Secretary General of Lebanon's Islamic Resistance Movement, Hezbollah, said Hassan Nasrallah also identified the pressure that the United States was applying to Lebanon as a main factor driving the current crisis in the country. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah stated that the United States wants Lebanon to be placed in the US-Israel axis in the same way that such regional countries as the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain have done by normalizing their relations with the Israeli regime through Washington's facilitation. Nasser Gandil voiced support for the solutions that have been proposed by Sayed Hassan Nasrallah towards ending the crisis in Lebanon, including reformation of the country's bureaucratic and financial structure and potential formation of a technocratic political government.